produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
I've walked a lonely road, borne some heavy loads. Sin had consumed my life, and every day was a fight. I had forged my path right beneath God's wrath. I lived life my way.
Bye. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy February. I'm so happy to be back with you guys. It's been a busy time for me, but that's neither here nor there. My name is Tammy Polk, and I am the host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. And I am here with you today to do something that I really normally don't get to do. Many times when I'm interviewed for things or I'm giving a talk about things, it's always something business related, whether it's as an author or as a coach, as a mentor, or something like that. But given that this is February, I want to come to you today as a wife. And what I'm going to share with you today is something that I put out just before 2022 ended. And I want to talk about how, as wives, there will be things that our husbands say that we will dismiss simply because we don't want to admit that he's right. So let me ask you this. How many times do you dismiss what your husband says in a given situation? Or how many times have you rolled your eyes and said something like, nobody asked you? You always think you know something. Go on somewhere or get out of my face. And then when he is out of your sight, you cross your arms and mumble under your breath and roll your eyes. And you do it because you know he's right. But your woman and wife's pride would rather jump off a cliff with its hair on fire before you tell him that. But here's something that you have to understand. It's hard for him too. He battles things just like you do. So when he sees an opportunity to help, he may be trying in an effort to see if what he knows or experienced has helped you. It has nothing to do with him being a man. It has nothing to do with him having a 9-to-5 and you being an entrepreneur or the other way around. It has nothing to do with him being older than you or younger than you. He actually might be right. So you have to learn how to receive this now, because when he stops talking, trust me, he's done. So I just celebrated 18 years of marriage on Sunday, as a matter of fact. And what I want to share with you is some things that I had to take a big girl pill for after realizing that my husband was right. So the first hard conversation that we had was that business is no place for feelings. One day I had a bad business day and my husband asked me, you know, what was wrong. And I got upset because a client of mine had gone on to social media and asked for recommendations for a service that I actually provided, but she didn't tell me that she needed it. And I started to tell him how I felt slighted and how I would have done it really for free because it was still in the vein of the same project. And I soon realized that my feelings were misplaced. My mind was in the wrong place. See, she had paid me for the services that I provided. So what she did next really didn't matter. Now, I'll be honest, I wanted to tell her off, but my husband pulled my coattail and he told me that I needed to take my feelings out of the conversation because I had been paid for the services that I provided. And then he said this. He said, maybe she realizes how much it took for you to do her project. So she was trying to give you a break, possibly. And that shut me up. It shut me down. I couldn't say anything else. I stopped crying about it. I stopped being upset about it because he was right. But I had to have my version of closure. So I went and asked her why she didn't let me know she needed the service. And she said exactly what my husband had said. She wanted me to have a break after taking 2 weeks on this certain project before she asked me for anything else. And of course, I rolled my eyes about that. And y'all, when I talk about that wife's pride, this was where mine kicked in because I didn't want to go back and tell him what I had found out. But he knew just from my mannerisms. So we have to be careful because sometimes we are so feelings led that we can mess things up in our business or in our career. When we don't check our feelings, we don't just lose financially. We lose physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And then our husbands become the target because we don't want to admit that they're right. And so we react in ways that become detrimental to us. We will give him the silent treatment. We will withhold intimacy. We will feel our way into being in pain. We will even sit in financial ruin because we don't want to go back to him, say that he was right, and ask for the help that we know he can give us. And even worse, we will silence God. We will quench the Spirit of God in this area because we're so busy for praying that he will be the one that gets right instead of praying for us. And so when we think that we know how they might react, we could be wrong. Because your husband could be holding the key to your next step and will withhold it because you are an eagle perched on Mount Attitude because he's right. On the other hand, he could be petty and rub the fact that he was right in your face. But instead of acting like he's the world's worst person for doing so, admit it. Now, I understand that some of you may be in relationships with men who would take this way too far. And I understand that. But at the end of the day, he's still right. And you need to watch how you handle it. because you will end up giving him ammunition. He needs to load his gun and shoot it right back at you. And this is just the first one. So this second one, honestly, I can tell you now, I'm not going to finish these. So I'm going to keep going until I do. But the second thought is one that threw me for a loop. And it's this: not all conversations are for the bedroom. And I know that you're probably rolling your eyes, and it's okay. So let me give you the background on this one before I get into the meat of this thing. So my husband and I invested in a brick and mortar space, which is my bookstore, back in September of 2019. And we are blessed because it is literally one street over from our house. And it is a place of both work and rest for us, as well as a place that we can go as a family and just kind of have fun, chill out, and things like that. So one day, out of the blue, my husband says to me that we need to start having our conversations in the right room for them. I was confused by that, but I listened to him anyway. So he said that if we needed to talk about anything as far as homeschooling, we needed to get up, go sit in our schoolroom, and talk about it there. If it was something business related, we needed to get up, get in the car, go to our office, and talk about it there. And what that did in me was it made me understand that he wanted our bedroom to be a place of rest and peace that wasn't filled with all of the issues in all of the other rooms in the house. And it is for this reason that I say, don't make the bedroom your home base for the issues of the house. And this is something that I talk about in my Every Woman is a Businesswoman boot camp. I tell women not to set up shop in their bedrooms because it would make them lazy and complacent in a lot of cases, especially if you have kids that you can call and ask them to do the stuff that you don't want to do. And when my husband said this to me, I did get mad at first. But when listening to him made my to-do list get smaller, I couldn't do anything but say thank you. So when we went back to our bedroom after this conversation, we were able to watch a movie, fall asleep, and laugh about it the next day. And I'm going to tell you, I got the best sleep that I'd had in a long time after that because I listened. So as women, we talk about protecting our peace, but when we won't let those scales fall from our eyes, we end up being the foolish woman in Proverbs 14 who tears her house down with her own hands. If he wants to wait to talk about something, if he wants to go to that room or that particular place you're talking about, if he asks more questions to help both of you understand better, see that, and then give him a proper response. It's not about being silenced, being a doormat, being stupid, or anything else. It's just that the bedroom is not the place. So when you insist on making every conversation a bedroom conversation, you make it uncomfortable to be there. So neither of you will get any real rest, and you'll end up with both of y'all being mad. And before you know it, he's going to say something like this. Just go on and say whatever you got to say, because I'm not about to lose sleep over this. So instead of when he says that, instead of turning over and saying that you're good, address the issue, admit that he was right, and don't let your perch on Mount Attitude have you going to bed angry over something that could have been avoided. Can there still be some tension? Yes, but you've handled business. So stop now and go back and talk to him. Believe it or not, I have 5 more of these that I'm not going to get into. So I would encourage you to join me in March, or you can go online to Amazon and look up the book, Sis, He Might Be Right, and get a copy for yourself. So this is Tammy Polk, and this has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. But you guys know me. You know I dare not end my show without thanking 2 very special people. Kayla Padgett, our founder, our CEO, God bless and keep you. We thank God for giving you another year of life here with us. We continue to pray for you. We continue to pray for your team and just for your family as you continue to be that strong one for everyone around you. To Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place, thank you, my friend, for all of your silent, verbal, and every type of support that you have given me over these, 6 years now in radio. I do not take it lightly, and I do everything remembering where I came from. So with that, as always, God bless, Godspeed, and all that you do. Keep charging, eat a cookie, handle business, and sis, go let him know that he was right, and then rejoice about it. See you in March.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.